Welcome back to Whence Came You, a Freemasonic podcast featuring research papers and discussions related to Freemasonry. I'm your host, Brother Robert Johnson. This is episode 160, News. So, if you follow our Facebook page, then you know I wasn't going to have an episode this week, but I found myself with a little bit of extra time, some extra minutes, and instead of no episode, I said, hey, how about at least a short episode? It's better than no episode. Last week, my wife's uncle passed away. Her other uncle got sick, and he's in the ER. And then my son got sick, and he was in the ER. Then, for the next 4 weeks, my schedule at work got changed. So I wasn't going to be able to be on the Masonic Roundtable. My lodge had a community event at a local air show that I had to be present for. It was just a tremendous week, and it was really pretty stressful, but most of it's seemed to have been passed already. So, and now I have a little bit of a cold. So this week we're just going to go ahead and have, I guess, what we would call a mini episode. So just a paper, and that's all. So here it is: The 24-inch Gauge and Circadian Rhythm by Don Lavender. The 24-inch gauge, one of the working tools of Masonry, teaches us to make the best use of our time. In a 24-hour period, we learn that 8 hours should be devoted to the service of God, worthy distressed brother, 8 hours in our usual vocations, and 8 hours for rest and refreshment. Early Masons who determined how to best use their time may not have known all the ramifications of the 24-hour cycle. A study conducted by the National Institute of Mental Health reveals some remarkable facts about the 24-hour internal clock, or circadian rhythm, as it is known scientifically. This internal clock runs whether we are hungry or full, and whether it is dark or light. A scientist in the Antarctic, where it is light for months at a time, went to bed when he felt sleepy. He discovered that it was 15 minutes later each day until the 28th day when quote-unquote sleepy time reverted to the usual time and began over again. Even plants in the dark open and close their leaves at regular intervals. Newborn babies acquire the circadian rhythm within 16 weeks or less. Birds and lizards that were raised in a soundproof room with temperatures and light control came by the circadian rhythm without ever seeing daylight or any other living creature. Scientists in confinement in caves where there was no light soon adhered to a 24-hour internal clock, even though their conception of time was flawed. Attempts have been made to change the cycle to 12, 18, or 48 hours, but those who participated in the experiment became irritable and were error-prone. Jet lag is related to circadian rhythm and results when the normal rhythm is upset. The symptoms familiar to most travelers include fatigue, tendency to error, and general malaise. In addition to the circadian 24-hour cycle, there are longer cycles known as infradian cycles. The female 29-day cycle is one of these, but men also have a similar cycle, which is not as pronounced. The cycle in the male is of similar length and was confirmed by hormonal studies. Dr. Franz Hallberg of the University of Minnesota made some interesting conclusions from his years of study on the subject. Among his findings were the fact that deaths from arterial sclerosis were greatest in January. Accidental deaths were more prevalent in July and August, and suicides greater in May. Considering again the circadian 24-hour cycle, Dr. Charles Seltzer of Boston Brigham and Women's Hospital determined from his studies that more humans die around 6 in the morning, more heart attacks and strokes occur around 9 in the morning, and peak onset of labor in women is between 1 and 7 in the morning. Both doctors concluded that physical performance is poorest between 2 and 6 in the morning, and as a result, there are more one-car accidents during that period. One study accented the physical variations daily when they gave rats an identical drug dosage at two different times of day. Of the rats given the drug during their active cycle, a high percentage died, while those given the same dosage during their rest cycle had only 1 death out of 10. Such studies have led to speculation that there may be a day when doctors will maintain a sort of circadian map for every patient. Information in that map would determine the best time for most effective medication or treatment. Dr. Seltzer has been successful in altering some faulty circadian patterns by the use of light, much brighter than average room lighting, applying it scientifically to achieve desired changes. The treatment has been applied to patients suffering from depression, fatigue, or sleep disorders. Although there is still much to be learned, the presence of rhythmic cycles in humans and animals is well established. our Masonic forefathers who used the 24-inch gauge as a measure to divide wisely our time may not have known about circadian rhythm, but they certainly recognized the importance of adhering to a schedule for personal well-being. That's it, everybody. Short and sweet this week. Next week, we'll be back with a regular episode, I hope. Until then, find us on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, etc. Check out our links on the website, wcypodcast.com, including the Support the Show tab. There are also links for our other Masonic shows as well. Until next time, stay on the level. For Vince Camion, I'm Robert Johnson.